Turbines for Goalposts. Here we are. Not a great week for Forest Green. Defeat in the... Seriously, does anybody actually care about this? Cup on Tuesday night. We're home to Swindon, followed up by Rawson's revenge as Mansfield put some men in a field on an absolutely horrible afternoon. Forest Green show that while they're not down with killing animals, they're very happy to shoot themselves in the feet over and over again. Okie doke. Forest Green Tuesday night. We're at home to Swindon in the Papa John's Pizza EFL Cup. And Owen's review of the match. They lost. Okay, let's move on to the game on Saturday. At home to Mansfield. Now, Forest Green came into the game third in the table, off the back of a victory. Mansfield hadn't won a game all season, sitting just outside of the relegation zone. And so this should probably be filed under things we should have seen coming from a mile off, as they slip to defeat. Yeah, this was ugly. I'm gonna read out the starting lineup. Haven't done that before. Let's professionalism, yeah. McGee, Godwin, Malief, Moore, Taylor, back to back, double barreled surnames there. Kitching, Wilson, Adams, Winchester, Cadden, Bailey, Matt, and Jake Young. It's a good solid starting lineup. Mansfield, who cares? Within the first 5 minutes, though, well, 6 minutes, we did care, didn't we? If you haven't seen the goal, but you have seen the highlights from the game against Leighton Orient, for example, we basically conceded the same goal. It's come down Mansfield's left-hand side. We didn't do very well to cut the ball out, stop someone getting into a position to hit a cross. The cross comes across. Striker hits it. It's a decent save from Luke McGee, but, you know, it's coming at him hard and he spills it back out straight at the feet of Lapsley, who tucks it home. 1-0 down after 6 minutes. That's what we like to see. And the flatness doth continue. Forest Green looking all out of shape, really. And the writing was on the wall. But, yeah. I don't really know what to say about the second one. Like, Abu Adams, obviously, he's going to feel very sort of sick, isn't he, about that. He's fouled. He's looking to get the game moving quickly because, I suppose, because they're 1-0 down. But to be fair, it's only the 35th minute, so they didn't exactly need to, you know, panic just yet. But he gets up, looks to play a sort of a back pass, but passes it straight to the Mansfield Town striker, who then squares it for Charsley, who hits a nice shot back across goal. Eesh. Yeah, I dimly remember from my days playing football, if you do ever do anything like, you know, give the ball away really badly, that whole phase of play, when the opposition's got the ball, you just spend your time worrying. You're like, please don't let them score from my mistake. Please don't let... So I do feel bad for Abu Adams. Needless to say, Mark Cooper backed him in his post-match. I'm kidding. He threw him under the bus, didn't he? Of course he did. I mean, it was a bad mistake, but I'm sure he feels bad enough already. Oh, dear. So 2-0 down, and did any of us feel like they were going to turn that back around? No, I don't think so. The weather in the second half was horrendous. I mean, I'm surprised a bit of the stand didn't get blown away. It was that bad. The rain was horrendous. It's just, yeah, not, you're not going to be able to play any decent football in conditions like that, but they plugged away, they plugged away. Matt Stevens came on, Richardson came on. Got a goal eventually, didn't they? Call comes over, ends up at the feet of Odin Bailey. He turns and just sort of dribbles it in. And there we go, but I don't know. It's like, again, so 22 shots, 69% possession. But I don't know, has a team ever racked up sort of seemingly impressive stats like these without ever really looking that threatening? Don't know. 22 shots, 7 on target, so it's less than 1 in 3. That's not good. And Nigel Clough, in his first league game in charge of Mansfield, gets them they get a win. And that sees Forest Green slip to 5th. I mean, it doesn't really matter too much in the grand scheme of things, but I don't know. From looking on Twitter, there's some fans out there, probably myself included, who are thinking, is Mark Cooper really going to sort this out? Because this sort of, they don't look like a team who's going to steamroller their way to automatic promotion. They look like a team who's going to win one here and there by the odd goal and then just lose the next game by the odd goal as well. And that pattern is going to continue, I think. Anyway, here's another musical interlude. Go, yeah. The Matthew Letissier of whimsical football jingles strikes again. I mean, anyone might think that I'm a failed rock musician using a loosely football-based podcast as a means for cranking out little bits of musical content. Right. Come on, don't be ridiculous. And now, some football knowledge right in your ear. Who's that team? Who's that team? All right, Forest Green are only playing once this week. Hurrah!
Who's that?
It's Barrow from Barrow-in-Furness, which is right up near the Lake District. It's sodding miles away.
Who's that team?
Yeah, another coastal town. So, the club, founded in 1901, nicknamed the Bluebirds. So again, no prizes for guessing what colour they wear when they're at home. Their home being Holker Street. They are managed by David Dunn. They won promotion to League Two last year. They're 18th. You know, it's been a steady start to their campaign. They've won twice, they've drawn 6, they've lost 4. I mean, I'm going to jinx it, aren't I, if I say this is the sort of game that a team looking to get automatic promotion needs to win. Come on. Oh. They got a player called Morgan Penfold. I don't know anything about him, but I just really like the name Morgan Penfold. It's enjoyable. The club crest is interesting. It's got a picture of a bee with an arrow going through it. For bee arrow. Barrow. I'm not making that up. That is seriously on there. That's Say What You See stuff there, isn't it? What was that game show called? Can't remember. The one with Mr. Chips on it. I wasn't really allowed to watch programs like that when I was a kid. Quite right too. Well done, Mum and Dad. What else have they got on there? They've got a red rose. Is that for Lancashire, I think? It's quite a busy crest. I'd say if we're talking about Grimsby's as having one of the cleanest designs, this is a fussy one. This is messy. It's not great. He's got the rose, the bee and the arrow. It's also got a submarine because I guess they do a lot of shipbuilding historically there. So that makes it the only crest I know of that features a weapon of war. Anyone out there know of any others? Email me, turbinesforgoalposts@gmail.com. Let me know. All right. All right then, the only other thing really going on, Forest Green have got a fans forum Tuesday at 7 p.m. with Dale Vince. You can have your questions answered live on air. Tweet them in. Keep them clean. Come on. What would I ask? Can you buy one of those fluffy things for the microphone of the young chap who does the YouTube interviews with Mark Cooper? Because whenever they're outside, it's just nothing but wind. You know, I mean, obviously a professional sort of sound engineer type person like myself picks up on details like that. Do you know what? Here we go. What is it? I know. What is it? Fuzzy. I'm going to look it up right now. Fuzzy thing for micro. Fuzzy thing on microphone. See, autocomplete. It's always there for you, isn't it? Autocomplete. I'm just going to sort this out. We can just sort this out for him. GAC. That's the name of a website. A Rode Deluxe windshield for video mic and video micro. £18. Surely the club can stump up the cash for this, can't they? £18. Okay, that's my question sorted then. I'll get that in. Hopefully they'll take it seriously. All right, gang. Keeping it short and sweet today. Let's hope they do a bounce back on Saturday. Let's get a win. Come on, Rovers. Yeah. Forest Green. Forest Green. Forest Green.
Rovers.
Forest Green.
It's the Rovers.
Forest Green.
Rovers.
Forest Green. Forest Green.